The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, A Love Letter to Nigeria. Celebrity stylist Ade Samuel travels back to her ancestral land to capture the genius and soul of African creativity. Earlier this year, drawn by the booming fashion scene in Lagos, Ade Samuel made her way to the continent's most populous city. Her mission? To connect with creatives who share her fever for combining fashion design with her Nigerian heritage. Seeing the roadside coconuts, the street hawkers balancing a month's salary worth of varied merchandise on their heads, and markets brimming with vibrant prints adorning Aso Ebi cloth confirmed for Samuel that the scene hadn't changed much. Mother Nigeria was as bustling as when she last visited in 2019. A global pandemic had forced the stylist to postpone previously planned trips to the homeland, but the photo portfolio she assembled on her recent return was surely worth the wait. Stephen Tayo, a captivating streetwear storyteller. Stephen Tayo was important for me to work with because I'm so proud of his photographs and everything he is doing, Samuel says. Stephen has found a way to amplify his voice in Nigeria through his artistry. Samuel considers image makers like Tayo to be modern day historians in the way they are capturing today's movements. The way that Stephen sees fashion is so beautiful, she says, that I knew he had to be part of this endeavor. For this photo project, I brought together some of Nigeria's most decorated photographers, designers, and stylists to create a visual lookbook that reminds everyone of why we are at the epicenter of sub-Saharan Africa's teeming fashion landscape, Samuel says. In her portfolio, she showcases the work of fashion designers from the West Coast of the U.S. to West Africa and beyond, including Wise Durham Franklin, Donna Tyler, Ah Box, Bearded Genius, Nini Iamisigo, and Gito. No stranger to editorial and runway, Samuel in her work have been featured throughout the diaspora with a focus on Nigeria, Ghana, and South Africa. Fashion is a substantial business on the continent. The combined apparel and footwear market in sub-Saharan Africa totals some $31 billion, according to Euromonitor International. And Nigeria accounts for 15% of that at $4.7 billion. Across the continent, designers inspired by their environment are creating beautiful pieces, Samuel says, noting that current styles represent our evolving world with sustainable textiles, bolder hues, and inclusive, expressive designs. Isabel Okoro, a keen eye for sacred moments. Isabel Okoro is a dynamic photographer in the Nigerian creative space, and I am thrilled to have had her on board, Samuel says. The way she shoots is so sensual, moody, raw, and intriguing, yet so relatable. For Christians like myself, Sunday church service is a weekly celebration, and Isabel wanted to highlight the festivities that occur afterward. When people eat grand meals with family, spend time with spouses, play with children, and prepare for the work week. You know, Africa is a huge religious continent. The majority of Africans are either Christian or Muslim. If you ever travel anywhere in Africa, you will see so many churches and mosques. Mikey O'Shea, a fearless lensman with an astonishing eye for color. Mikey O'Shea is a fun, eclectic photographer who plays with color in a sophisticated way, said Samuel. He speaks to high fashion through his photographs, bringing so many bright hues into the fold, emphasizing the materials used and highlighting how well they fit the models. I love Mikey's energy, and I think that his creative vibration is extremely high. Every image he makes tells a story. Despite the social upheaval and economic hardships in Nigeria, Samuel steadfastly believes that such obstacles cannot take away from the country's rich culture and unrelenting grit. There are creative professionals there committed to pushing the culture forward and keeping traditions alive, she says. Nigerian Afrobeat star Joe Boy, who took part in her photo shoot, smiles as he recalls wearing a dari, an indigo dyed cloth originated by the Yoruba people, and regally designed slippers. I felt like a king, he says. It feels good that I get to represent the creativity of Nigerians and Africans as a whole. There's so much underdiscovered talent, and any chance to represent us on a larger platform is always a big deal. For her part, Samuel says she feels grounded when she's in Nigeria. Though her fast-moving schedule there is similar to her pace back in the U.S., the main difference, she notes, is a level of peace and enjoyment that suffuses her as soon as she touches down on African soil. This project, she says, is her way of giving back, a love letter to the creative vibrancy of the homeland. The next article is titled Black Creatives. In the bold world of style, these fashion luminaires are the shakers, movers, disruptors, and innovators to keep an eye on. Coco and Breezy, praised for their eyewear game, twins Coriana and Brianna Dotson, 31, better known as Coco and Breezy, have taken the idea that seeing is believing to new terrain. They recently received a $500,000 commitment in seed money from the Black women-led venture capital firm Rain Ventures. Coco and Breezy began their careers as DJs, entrepreneurs, and visual artists. When Coco and Breezy eyewear made the iconic three-lens sunglasses for Prince, it was life-changing, Coco says. Everyone knows our glasses now, even if they don't yet know the brand. To be Black in fashion goes far beyond matching accent colors, playing with accessories, or producing a fashion show. Our style leaders have birthed movements, launched trends, and curated brands recognized by the biggest names in the industry. These Black disruptors are calling out tokenization, appropriation, and stereotypes, and their innovation amplifies the culture in multi-dimensional avenues of style, beauty, entertainment, and media. The emerging artists, designers, and executives featured in our Black Creatives portfolio proudly center their heritage in the work they do, the brands they lead, and the art they create. As they design a blueprint for our fashion future, make sure they are on your radar. Sateria Morenge L. Sateria Morenge L is the founder and head designer of Front Row Inc., a ready-to-wear luxe brand that first came on the scene during Fashion Week 2012 and will relaunch this fall. The Maryland-born artist launched her career as a personal stylist and consultant. She went on and founded her own clothing line alongside a nail liqueur brand. As a Black creative, I hope I can inspire other individuals to be unapologetic, to go after what they want, and to continue to create the life they hope to dream for, she says. Being able to express yourself is the highest form of freedom, and fashion allows you to do just that. I love fashion because there are no rules. The creative potential is unlimited. Kia Marie. Self-proclaimed sneaker enthusiast Kia Marie, aka the Notorious Kia, is a go-to influencer for footwear and fashion for Black women. My career gives a voice and a platform to those whose aesthetic is often commodified without recognition, says the 35-year-old content creator. She struck social media gold with her Flo Jo Forever t-shirt, which paid homage to track and field icon Florence Griffin Joyner. Sonic U Saturday, don't quit your day job and you fake like this Birkin are just a couple of the famed quotes of Sonic U Saturday's bags. As the CEO and principal artist of Saturday House, Sonic U 32 has developed a perfect look for influencers on the go. Consistency pays off, and creativity with strategy is a winning combination, she says. Being a Black creative has also been admirable, but now we are demanding respect in industries that had previously shut us out. Brandis Daniel, asked about the moment in her career that changed her life. Brandis Daniel responds, taking the cliff jump to act on my idea for Harlem's Fashion Row, HFR, as a fashion outsider. We can often sit on an idea, but actually acting on it changes everything. I would not be where I am today if I hadn't taken that leap of faith. As the founder and CEO of HFR, Danielle created an all-inclusive platform for multicultural fashion designers back in 2017. She continues to connect the dots between BIPOC designers and major brands, organizations, and campaigns. We have been blessed to create our own table of access and capital for designers of color, she says. Now we can invite the fashion industry to join us in creating lasting change around the systemic challenges that have affected Black fashion designers for far too long. Devan Lynn Wallace. Her Instagram bio reads, "Don't put yourself in a box," and her career trajectory proves it. As the senior public relations manager of women's wear at Louis Vuitton, the Washington, D.C. native had no idea that a career path like hers was even possible. During her undergrad years, she changed majors several times before earning a Bachelor of Applied Science in Fashion Merchandising Management from the Fashion Institute of Technology. I love working in fashion because the industry is extremely dynamic, like it has a life of its own, she says. In my role at Louis Vuitton, every day is different, and that keeps me engaged and excited for what lies ahead. Not being born into wealth and being the only Black person or one of only a few people of color on a team, or even in a company as a whole, can set one apart in a corporate environment, she shares. This is especially true in the world of fashion. Along the way, I realized that my differences are exactly what makes my presence important, she continues, and embracing them instead of shrinking behind them has been a huge part of the success I found in this space. It is a feeling of accomplishment to work alongside the amazing team at Louis Vuitton, where I have always felt valued and celebrated for being exactly who I am. Jio Tisha Bridges, a trusted mentee of La Roche, stylist to Zendaya, Jio Tisha Bridges, 30, has made a mark all her own. When I came to LA, I didn't have any contacts, she says, but by using myself as a canvas and proving my work ethic, I was able to train under some of the greatest stylists in the game. The Fit alumna, who styled her mentor for HBO's legendary, now counts Javika Leslie, the first Black queer Batwoman, as a client. Aisha Reed, as former director of communications for Mont Blanc and Swarovski, Aisha Reed took her career by the reins. I've expanded from personal publicity, beauty, fashion, and philanthropy to luxury consumer packaged goods, says the 43-year-old founder of IR plus IMCC, an integrative marketing and communications collective with A-list clients like Estee Lauder and Condé Nast. Brandon Blackwood. This Brooklyn native did more than create a cute handbag. He started a movement with a message. Brandon Blackwood, 29, conceptualized the famed End Systemic Racism tote at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement in 2020. Beginning with only 500 bags, he has now expanded to include bags made from more than 30 different materials and colors with 15 distinctive styles. The brand has shown that you can go against the rules and still be successful in the fashion industry, he says. Using social media and talking directly to my customers has allowed me to create a market and sell my creations in a way that wasn't really done before. I think being a Black person in this position makes it that much better because now other aspiring Black creatives know they can be themselves while still finding their own success. Don C. Raised in Chicago, streetwear designer Don C., 44, is best known as a former executive at the Good Music label, but he's a fashion phenom in his own right. Chosen as one of the four Moët in Shandong's Greatest Under Pressure video campaign participants, along with NBA All-Star Carmelo Anthony, Don C. has also collaborated with Nike, Air Jordan, Remy Martin, and American Express. Being a Black creative in fashion, I've had to be resilient and give 100% of myself every day, always staying dedicated to my craft and finding ways to create greatness under pressure, he says. I haven't done it all alone, though. The community around me has been a huge part of my journey to success, and I love celebrating that. There's nothing better than popping a bottle of my favorite champagne, Moët, with my favorite people when I'm toasting an accomplishment. As the founder of the sportswear line, Just Don, and co-owner with Virgil Abloh of the RSVP Gallery luxury apparel chain, Don C. definitely has many good reasons to raise a glass. Sydney Stinson Ferguson. Sydney Stinson Ferguson is the Vice President of Marketing for Sunglass Hut North America. Prior to her current role, the Spelman College alumna was the Vice President of Marketing at Pandora Jewelry and had offered her talents in areas such as the fashion, teen, luxury, and multicultural sectors. After 20 years of building a mosaic of marketing experiences, a friend and former colleague took a chance on me and asked me to backfill a role on her team as the head of apparel marketing, despite no formal training. Ferguson says of the pivotal moment that led to her position today. Ferguson continues to emphasize the importance of genuine networking relationships in the fashion and style industry. My colleague said, "You are fashion. I know fashion. I need you to lead the team," she recalls. My strong relationship with her and her belief in me positioned me to become a part of the world I love, and I am forever changed. Samira Ibrahim. founder and president of Amelia Consulting, Samara Ibrahim, is on a mission to expand creative relationships within the worlds of communications and marketing with fashion and style. From fashion marketing and social influencer campaigns with Walt Disney to June Ambrosa's iconic 50th birthday blowout, Ibrahim's agency is making space for underrepresented stories, voices, and perspectives across the fashion industry. My career has always been about pushing the envelope of creativity and commercialization while bridging the gap between fashion and other pop culture industries like entertainment, music, and tech, says Ibrahim, 30. With Amelia Consulting, I like to think that we are redefining marketing strategy and collaboration. Megan Carter. Stylist and designer Megan Carter has been making noise with a streetwear brand to watch. Carter, 28, who pulls inspiration from the aesthetic and grace of her mother and grandmother, appreciates fashion as an ever-evolving form of art. Self-expression is how I am redefining my career, she says, of her impact on the industry. When I became more comfortable in my own skin and in expressing that confidence in my personal style, I was able to create new designs, knowing that if I embody this presence, others will embrace and adapt to the aesthetic I am showcasing. Salone Monnet. Salone Monnet, 33, is revolutionizing the shoe game and redefining what the color nude means. Her Italian-made pumps are available in 6 shades to match women of every hue. I approach style with a purpose, says the designer. She also recently launched her window tee with Nude is Not a Color, printed diagonally and a rectangle cutout to show off each customer's shade of nude. There's a focal point at my brand that surpasses trend and aims to uplift our community and identity. Monnet explains, I am reclaiming our long effaced place in the sector and hopefully the world. The next article is titled Devour. Essence CEO Caroline Wanga encourages you to dine on a cuisine of self-compassion in order to thrive as you transition. In Black culture, potato salad can often be a divisive culinary topic. The stark difference of opinions tied to which ingredients come together to make good potato salad is outdone only by the partisan passion connected to who prepared the dish. The state of contention related to who made the potato salad can be so prolonged that some succumb to the strife and even skip the meal as presented if they cannot vouch for the potato salad preparer. The level of scrutiny and loyalty intertwined with the mustard versus mayonnaise ends of the debate spectrum are expected and accepted with little quarrel. But taking similar principled stances on necessary aspects of our lived realities as a sisterhood is often not as normalized as these common side dish debates or emphasized as it needs to be for us to thrive. We are pickier about whose potato salad we will eat than we are pledged to the creation of boundaries that keep us healthy in body, mind, and spirit. As the world evolves beyond the global pandemic, I beckon Black women to let go of the unhealthy way in which we sacrifice ourselves for others and alternatively pursue a path forward as discerning and cultivated as the cultural innuendos we tie to our potato salad, a cuisine of self-compassion, I'd say. Sister Audre Lorde once said, caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. This quote has guided my self-care journey in good times and been the post that propped me up on during the challenging times. We can reflect on the last few years as the tough times we are presently emerging out of, but I would offer that for our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, the most turbulent of times are still ahead of us. As we collectively and individually reacclimate to life redesigned, I urge you to do the necessary inner work to identify the ingredients that create the right kind of next life phase for you, and to be unwavering in adhering to your investment in yourself. Whether it is as lighthearted as reclaiming that strut in your favorite heels without looking like a baby giraffe struggling to stand, or as soul-wrenching as the unresolved celebrations of life that the pandemic prevented as you lost loved ones, what normal looks like going forward will be curated around what you have now redefined it to be. So design a plan that helps you exist as your best self. I have been guided by a self-compassion plan that I developed many years ago as I was trying to figure out how to manage my energy, my job, my purpose, and my life. While it covered all aspects of my reality, the most important part of the process was sharing it with my peers, boss, team, and family, and asking them to help me adhere to it. Because if I knew how to, I wouldn't have needed to build a plan. Similar to the potato salad phenomenon, discerning the need for others to help me adhere to my commitments was the equivalent of not eating just anybody's potato salad. Beware of the cage you may intentionally build around yourself with bars that represent the burden of caring for others. The needs and words of others can be served out of the surplus that remains after you have cared for yourself. Sisters, you are the life source of the universe, but your light won't be its brightest if you aren't intentionally, selfishly dining on a cuisine of compassion, so you can be what you want to be for yourself and others. Have the unmitigated gall to believe in an existence that is healthy for you and those you love in a world that will never be the same again. Blessings. Footnote: authenticity, power, and equity are key ingredients that nourish the sisterhood and contest the garnish-only meals society has been feeding us through narratives that paint us as a deficient community, the equivalent of dining on a plate full of parsley. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine.